In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
They don't know I'm recording this. Do not tell anyone. Do not trust anyone. I have a really bad feeling not all of us are going to make it back. Like I said, if you're listening, I didn't. You have to make it to the bridge. They'll have a sat link line there. They'll lie about why you can't make any calls, but you have to find a way. Get your coordinates and call Triton. Call Subsea. Call your mother if you need to. He's crazy. Michaela Cavan.
You guys are gonna love this one. Okay. So, what did the ocean say to the beach?
What?
Nothing. It just waved.
Ugh.
Oh, that
ew.
Was the joke.
Guys, no. Come on. Come on, guys. It's funny. It's funny.
Nate, back to what we were talking about. I'm holding firm on this. There's absolutely no question. Spike Spiegel is the hottest male character ever portrayed in TV or film.
Please. Oh my god, can we not have this fucking conversation again?
Setting aside, of course, the small footnote that he's a cartoon drawing.
I need coffee. Is there any coffee here?
Can it's called anime, and it's an art form, Nate. Same as cinema.
It's not even remotely the same. It's a cartoon. You're in love with a literal cartoon.
He's hot. It's just a fact.
Okay. You both are so desperately in need of real lives. For real.
It'd be totally okay if I said the
Michaela.
Little mermaid
yeah.
was hot.
Ew.
Still jet lagged.
What? Nate.
Oh.
She's a teenager.
Oh, no. I
What?
Hey, what? Anna, it's Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just
Oh, no. No. It's okay.
Anna, you're a marine biologist, right?
Yeah. I think that's what they've been calling me nowadays.
Don't let the false modesty fool you. Anna has discovered 39 new species in the last decade.
It's actually kind of crazy. I named this new amphipod variation Amaris artisae because it looked like a Lovecraftian nightmare creature. It had this mouth full of dozens of gross teeth that just
yeah.
were coming
that's,
in it.
That's cool. Can I ask, though, this is an expedition to recover an airplane, right? So why does Kavanaugh need a marine biologist? Just... like, what's your actual job on this mission?
Maybe you need to ask Mr. Kavanaugh that yourself.
Whoa. Hey, guys. I'm sure Michaela didn't mean anything. Remember, like the rest of us, she was only told about this after she got here.
Yeah, I really didn't mean... I'm sorry. I really am. It's just that I've been here 20 hours now. Given half of that was sleep, and I know I'm late to this party, but I'm just trying to figure this out. Is there a daily itinerary? You know, a morning brief? Can anyone tell me clearly. Who is giving the orders around here?
If you're asking who's in charge, the answer is me.
So you're the captain too?
I told you yesterday. I'm director of operations on the ship. Everyone here answers to me.
And you answer to Kavanaugh. So where is he exactly?
Mr. Kavanaugh is monitoring every minute of this expedition via remote. He is your captain, if that's what you're getting at.
A remote captain. Well, that's a first.
It's stupidity. Not to mention reckless and dangerous. Did I mention stupid?
Mr. Noling, on board my word is Mr. Kavanaugh's word. And the AI is perfectly capable of helming the ship.
This ship isn't a toy. And this isn't the French Riviera. All the way out here, the ocean is no different than a jungle.
What do you mean?
At every moment, it is trying to kill us.
Mr. Noling, as always, you've made your feelings clear. Miss Soto, brief is in 10 minutes, if that suits your schedule. All right, let's get going, Mr. Cordero. Can you please hit the main display? Since our new sub-pilot is so adamant to know the macro, we have been en route to the LKP. The detour for your insertion set us back, but we finally crossed over the perimeter in the middle of the night.
I'm sorry, LKP?
Last known position of 7963. You want to take it, Mr. Cordero?
You can just call me Nate, you know?
I know.
Okay, as long as we have that clear. So, I've been building my Bayesian model, but with no debris ever found, it's all pretty much just prior probability input. What you're looking at now are graphs taken from NOAA satellites 24 hours after 7963's LKP's ping. This puts us right about here, in this field of play. The altimeter data has a horizontal resolution of 3 kilometers and depth accuracy of 100 meters.
I'm gonna need you to dumb that down for me.
It means we're going to the right place. But with no debris, it makes our search area over 600 square miles.
A needle in infinity. Great.
I mean, hey, if we could find even one scrap of wreckage, I could backtrace the splashdown and narrow the swath. Find debris, find a plane. Easy.
And whatever we do find, Soto, it'll be your job to confirm, document, and when applicable, retrieve. Your submersible is outfitted with high-resolution cameras, a robotic arm, and other sample-collecting tools.
Got that, but, so are we just going to start towing a large net for the next 600 miles?
Miss Soto, you're sitting in a room with some of the most brilliant people in their respective fields. And you are a submersible pilot. The alternate. So please, let everyone do their jobs, and you do yours.
Hey, this is Luke Passmore, writer-creator.
And I'm John Wynn. I'm the director.
And we want to thank you for listening to our show, Last Known Position.
Presented by ZipRecruiter. And as you know, Luke, it took us a long time to get this made. There was a lot of time for us to think about it, reflect.
I think you mean panic.
We were panicking. We were basically reassessing if we were ever going to work again.
Like, what if this wasn't the career path for us?
Correct. And what if we personally needed to find something that better aligned with our passions?
Well, fortunately, we were able to make this show.
Thank you, Q-Code. But if you're out there listening to this and you need a better job,
or want a better job,
and this is your year to find that job that you absolutely love,
and to help you, there's ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter pitches your profile to employers for great jobs, and if someone from that company really likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply to their job.
And who knows, ZipRecruiter may even send you an awesome job you never even knew existed, like submersible pilot for billionaires, let's say.
Hey, so don't wait. Let ZipRecruiter help you find that job that you absolutely love.
Sign up for free on ZipRecruiter.com today.
That's right, at ZipRecruiter.com. It's absolutely free, and put ZipRecruiter to work for you to find a job you love, like Luke and I love our jobs.
We love them so much, John.
Find work you love.
Hey,
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, Nate, got a sec?
Oh, hey, yeah. What's up?
Listen, I wanted to apologize. Me at breakfast and my attitude.
Oh, no, I understand, really. Coming all the way out here and only then finding out why, and then on top of it, losing your friend, I mean, I'd be the same way. I'm sorry, again.
Thank you, and thank you. Hey, wait a second. You played pro soccer, right? You were on the national team?
yes. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, I see you did your research. Yeah, that was a while ago. Tore my ACL. Decided to do something else. Less,
dangerous?
Yes, less dangerous.
You miss it?
Nah. I love what I do.
You should let her know.
What?
Don't what me. Come on, you should let her know. You know what I mean.
Anna.
Yes, God, you are a terrible actor. The brilliant and beautiful scientist you are so clearly into, you should let her know.
Well, I don't know. She's probably just bored and being nice, and besides, we're here for work, right? And I should probably focus on my job.
Okay, I mean, you'll still have your job after this mission, but you may not have another chance with her. I'm just saying. Don't miss out on something that could be great, especially when it's right in front of you.
I'll think about it.
Don't think too long. So what's up with these stairs? Why does the sign say no access?
Huh, well, given the sign says no access, wouldn't know.
Thanks, smartass.
Takes one to know one. Later, Michaela.
Later. Ugh, I don't like signs. Wow. Okay.
So.
Oh, shit. God. Hi, Flores.
There is literally a sign. Can you not read? No access.
No access. Huh, look at that. What are all these doors?
This ain't the wild dock. You have zero reason to be up here.
I just don't understand why the ship has to be cornered off.
You don't have to understand. You just have to obey.
Okay. Nobody cleans you, do they? God, you're a beaut. Man. How is this? Well, I'm here now. So, we gonna keep you clean.
Hey. Car wash?
Yeah, it's... If you don't clean the vents regularly, they get plugged up fast, and... You don't want to be 1,000 meters down when that happens, let me tell you.
Yikes.
Better not let Flores catch you down here, Rayanche. It's authorized personnel only, remember?
So is half the ship.
Yeah, you know... What does Kavanaugh have to hide?
It's not about hiding. Rich men want to control.
Controlling people? So, it's a power thing.
More like control of information. That equals power. Who gets to go where here means who gets to know what.
So, what information don't I have? I mean, half the ship is inaccessible. I tried seeing what's on the top two tiers, but Flores caught me before I got two steps onto the stairwell like a bulldog.
I told you, they're watching everything.
I'm just trying to piece it together. And I'm the only one with any extended maritime experience, and maybe Noling, whatever that guy's deal is.
He's unique.
We're looking for an 80-meter plane in an area half the size of Rhode Island and down to 5 miles underwater. It just... None of this makes sense.
Of course it doesn't make sense. I told you. Kavanaugh is crazy. He's lost it. His wife and daughter's death were the one thing out of his control. And now he's trying to bend an impossible answer to his will. We're standing on $1 billion worth of floating hubris, Michaela. We're not going to find the plane. Everyone knows it.
Then why did you all sign on?
Why the hell do you think? I assume you're buying a new house when you get back. Or maybe a second one.
I'm just saying, you don't spend $1 billion and haul out into the middle of the ocean without a real agenda. You just don't, okay? And Kavanaugh isn't stupid.
No, he's grieving. And since when was grief logical? Listen. I came down here to talk to you. How are you doing? This morning, you seemed a little tense. Are you okay? When we all met you yesterday, you were different, but now...
My friend died. On the ship. And the more I sit with the fact, the more it doesn't add up. Okay, like everything else.
I was there, Michaela. It was awful.
People in their 40s don't die of heart attacks. Not in Jim's kind of shape. Come on.
People of all ages die for all kinds of reasons, Michaela. My father died of lung cancer. Never smoked a day in his life. I really am sorry about Jim. We all liked him, but... Michaela, you should see that you're grieving too. And, well, grief isn't logical.
Wait, do you hear that?
Yo, Chabra!
These guys with the last names only.
Yeah?
She's authorized to be down here. You're not.
I stood in this spot while they welded the support beams, Flores.
Yeah. You sure made a pretty boat.
See what I mean?
Top side, Chabra. Double time.
Yeah, I'm not doubling anything. Again, I'm sorry for your loss.
We were just talking, by the way.
And I'm doing my job.
Which branch?
Say again?
Of military. Which branch?
Army. 9 years.
Navy. 4. You know what the best part of getting out was? Finally unclenching my ass.
You want to know something?
What?
You're right.
Yeah?
None of this shit makes sense at all. We ain't looking for no plane.
Wait a second, what do you mean?
Alert green, alert green, alert
shit.
Green, alert green. Alert
wait up, green. What's alert green?
Man overboard!
Alert green, alert green, alert green, alert green.
Bring us around, dammit.
Give me a minute, the waves are choppy.
Do you have control of this ship or not? Punch the engine and you bring her hard starboard.
Where?
There, 13 meters out, orange vest.
Who is it?
Don't know. But not one of us. We're all here.
What the hell is he doing way out here, huh? Come on, guys. We need to help him.
You think we're trying to do Soto? Get back and stay away from the railing. Now, ease up now or you're going to blow past him.
Wait. He's not moving. The waves are carrying him out. We don't have time
for
this.
Get a box line and a pole hook now.
That's it. I'm going in.
Soto, what are you doing? Get away from the railing. Soto, what the... Soto! What the hell is...
Okay, I got you. I got you, okay? You're okay? Come on, buddy, give me something. Okay. Let's just get you dry, okay? You're gonna be okay.
Throw her a buoy.
Zotto, grab it and come on!
Gotcha! That was incredible!
Hey, you okay?
Yeah. Thanks, I'm fine. It's just, I'm good. It's okay, I'm good.
You're stupid, is what you are.
Dude, she just saved that guy's life.
Get checked out and then I want to see you in my office.
Yes, sir.
You, if you can't control the ship with that damn tablet down there, then please, please, tell me why we bought your system to begin with.
It works. It's just not as easy to manually operate when the waves are that choppy.
You stop that right now, Mr. Norling. It's unnecessary.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Is he,
His hands are ice cubes. Core temp way too low. Michaela, we need the spinal board, stat.
Flores, go get med bay bed prepped. We're right behind you.
I'm on it. Lay it down directly next to him. Okay, I'm gonna need all your help. We have to support every part of his body when we move him. Levi, the neck especially. Nate, Anna, his legs, feet. Michaela, keep his arms at his sides. Easy now, okay? We move him on three. One, two...
Amanda! 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 Amanda!
Hold him down! Hold him down!
No! Stay down!
Amanda!
What is he saying? Tell me, what's he saying?
Hold him down!
Amanda! Amanda! Amanda!
Alert green, Rayange. That's not a thing, you know.
Hey, it's my software. I get to write the programs. They're lucky I didn't assign a photon torpedo sound effect when you flush the toilet.
Where did he come from? How long do you think he's been out there?
At the water's temperature in the area? Less than a day? Unless he started out on a piece of debris or something.
Oh, like the door in Titanic.
He's lucky he was wearing his life vest.
Okay, and just so it's said out loud, there's no way he could be from 7963?
Well, unless the Bermuda Triangle picked up and moved to a completely different ocean, and his body can magically process salt water for the last year.
Then who is he and what's he doing out in the middle of nowhere? There are no landmasses or islands within days of where we are.
And what was he saying?
What?
Earlier, on the deck, he was screaming some word. Abessa, or
No,
something.
It's like abestea, abesta.
Yes, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Abesta. Sounds, what, Portuguese, you think? Anyone speak Portuguese?
No. No, I don't.
Dr. Huang, Levi says he needs a full report as soon as you can.
He's sedated now. I'm not going to know anything until at least a couple hours of observation.
Hey, Flores, do you speak Portuguese by any chance?
So, because I have a Brazilian name, you think I automatically know Portuguese?
Well...
Yes. Why?
What does abesta mean?
Abesta? Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess. I mean, he was screaming that on the deck right before we pulled him out.
That's all he said?
Yeah! Yeah, he kept repeating it over and over until he passed out again.
That's odd.
Why? What does it mean?
It means the beast.
Oh. Okay. And what is that, exactly?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know. If he said abesta, then that's what he means.
Abesta could be the name of his ship, or the name of someone who did this to him. I mean, pirates are a real thing out here.
Ah, Norling! You just drop in whenever it's convenient?
I came to see about him.
And what's it to you?
Strange things in the water.
He's a human being, Norling.
That's not what I mean.
Okay, so what do you know?
All the way out here, it's a different world. Almost a different planet. Some men, they've seen things in the water. And some men never come back.
So, what? This guy saw a besta and it ate his ship or something?
Well, very soon, we're all gonna find out.
It is September 24th. My name is Michaela Soto. I was recruited by William Cavanaugh and the VIQ Corporation as a submersible pilot in attempt to recover Flight 7963. Almost, a year after it went missing? Longer? Yeah. This recording serves as proof and documentation of anything that transpires while I'm on board during whatever this is. Expedition? We are currently... I have no idea where we are. The chain of command on board is non-existent. I was told my friend Jim Harper, the original sub-pilot of this crew, died of a heart attack. What is now, 5 days ago, but... I found a message he left for me hidden in the sub's log. He believed something else was going on board. Something bad. And, I'm on a ship in the middle of the Pacific with seven strangers, and the only person I trust is a dead man. Alexis, I hope you're the one who discovers this if anything happens. I know you're smart enough to think where to look, okay? You were always good with computer stuffs. Are good. Shit. I'm talking like I'm dead already. Oh, man. I'm gonna find out what's really going on. And if something happens to me and you find this, you'll know the truth. And Al? I love you. You wanted to see me, sir?
Soto, get in here. Shut the door.
I need to use the sat phone. I need to check in with my wife.
That's not going to be possible.
And why?
Because it's not meant for personal use. It's for pertinent communication only, related to the mission.
Does it only run on batteries or something? I mean, you can't just keep us from contacting family.
Soldiers don't just get to call home whenever they want.
Well, we aren't soldiers, and this isn't a war.
Listen, earlier, that stunt you pulled.
You saw it yourself. Rayanch was trying to steer the ship with a freaking tablet. I mean, a first I've seen, by the way. Apparently, no one planned not to have the ship on auto, so I acted.
You weren't authorized to do so.
Authorized? I don't need to be authorized to save someone's life, sir.
There are only 8 people on this boat, and every single one has a significant purpose here. We already lost someone. And then... lost 4 mission days getting you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did my friend's death cut into your budget's bottom line?
We are now past the point of no return, Soto. This far out, there is no direct aerial extraction, and it'd be at least 3 days before any ship could reach us. You just diving into choppy waters like that puts the whole mission at risk.
I know how to swim, sir. And if it matters, because it seems like it doesn't, I saved a man's life.
When you first got here, I asked if there was going to be a problem doing the job you were hired for.
I'm just saying, you don't spend $1 billion and haul out into the middle of the ocean without a real agenda. Kavanaugh isn't stupid.
So, wow. You're eavesdropping on me.
Did you even bother to read your contract before you signed it? And took your 20% up front?
I mean, 20% up front
it's
or not?
It's typed right out there on page 9. In plain English, for security purposes, all onboard activity will be heavily monitored at all times, with the exception of crew's private quarters. No one's trying to pull surprises, Soto. It's all right there for you.
So I can't ask questions?
You can't start a mutiny.
Hold on, okay? That's just a bit overdramatic.
I do not need someone going around this ship raising baseless implications, especially someone who hasn't even been here 48 hours. There is no grand conspiracy here, Soto, unless you know something I don't. Well, do you? Have you discovered any evidence that something else is going on? Cavanaugh wants to find the plane. That's it. That's why you're here. You need to start believing that. Jim Harper did.
And now he's dead. isn't he?
He died of a heart attack. Why aren't you accepting this?
Because I won't. And I guess you already heard me, but I'll say it again. This crew, this boat, this plan, this isn't how you find a plane. And now we've got some guy we just pulled out of the middle of the ocean screaming about monsters.
Wait, he what?
The man. After we got him on board, he was screaming the beast in Portuguese. When you're ready to tell us what's really going on, we'll be happy to hear it.
Soto, I'm warning you.
Well, like you said, we're past the point of no return. And now you're stuck with me.
She's stubborn, isn't she?
Yes, sir. I do believe she's going to become a problem. Should I implement?
No. She's smart. Not a fighter. I'm gonna need that.
Then what do we do? We can't have her inciting an insurrection on board.
It's time.
Sir.
It's time we showed them everything.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Cavanaugh, J.R. Byrne as Jim Harper, Venk Patula as Rayansh Chabra, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Matthew Henderson as Noling, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Chloe Stearns as Sarah Cavanaugh, with additional performances by William Vidiato. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Cavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David Levita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last Known Position is a Q-Code production.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.